From Montreal, Canada, it's the Travel World Radio Show.
Yeah!
Travel World. Liberty Works Radio Network.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number. Ooh!
Crazy out here. We got the Crazy Boys in Arizona. I'm Willem Backus out in Montreal, and of course I'm green with envy because Steven and Vic are in Arizona today, Tucson. So guys,
Good morning, how you doing?
Hi, Willem.
How you doing, Vic?
Oh, wish you were here. Too bad you couldn't make this trip.
Yeah, I know. I'm green with envy.
Third year in a row coming out to Arizona. We love it in Arizona. We're making it an annual tradition.
It's my favorite state in the Union.
Oh, yeah. So how was the Lodge on the Desert?
Well, we started off with our visit at the Lodge on the Desert because it opened around 65 years ago when Tucson hadn't really spread out. When you come to Tucson now, it's a city of almost 1 million people, and it is really spread out through the valley. But what you have now, it's right in the heart of the city, and it goes back to the era of the mid-30s when people headed out here from the Midwest, the East Coast, for 1 month, 2 months at a time, and this was the place to visit.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
All being magnificently renovated and updated. And you have the beautiful grounds, what the desert was like right that close to the city. So lovely restaurant on site, too. Breakfast is included, breakfast buffet, and then one of the city's finest restaurants right on site.
It has all the amenities of a big city hotel right in the heart of the city, and that, you know, you get up in the morning and there's your USA Today at the door type of thing, and the coffee's working, and it's very nice. A touch of history, but it's modern too.
The adobe casita structures, the rooms are spread out in a number of small buildings, 4 or 5 rooms per little sector, and you have pool view rooms and walk outside of the heated outdoor pool, and it's a very quiet, secluded location, but minutes from everything there is to see in Tucson.
Oh, that's wonderful. And you guys got up the next day. You went to the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
Oh, yeah. The Desert Museum was one of the highlights, one of the highlights of the trip. Vic has never seen a museum of that magnitude and brings forth the whole realm of nature for a nature lover. I know, Willem, I know you're a tree hugger, but you don't want to hug a cactus.
Yeah, it reminds me of someone I used to date.
But of course, getting out to Tucson, now that was fun in and of itself, because this was the first time I flew aboard America West Airlines. Vic had flown them around 10 years ago when they were just really a new company. They were only formed in 1983, one of the children of U.S. air deregulation. Now they're the ninth largest carrier in the United States. They just recently started nonstop service from Toronto to Phoenix and then connecting service down to Tucson. We've talked in the past about always fly, when you're going internationally, fly the hometown carrier, the home country carrier. And America West, their head office is in Phoenix, and you begin that Arizona experience right aboard. Great flight, right on time, and we flew in the first-class cabin, and it had to be the best first-class service of a domestic U.S. carrier that I've experienced.
Best meal I've ever had on an airplane, and I'm checking out the menu right now. Of course, like Steven said, we did fly first class, but I mean they had something like slow roasted braised sirloin of beef, and if you didn't like that, medallion of chicken breast, all types of different foods you could choose from the menu, and the passengers sitting in the economy section had great food too. We wandered through, and theirs was just as good as it is in first class. It's truly a fine airline.
And they serve 85 cities, nonstop service into Phoenix, their southwestern hub. 9 cities alone in Arizona in collaboration with their America West Express partner carrier, Mesa Air. And so there's nonstop service from our affiliate cities of Reno, Nevada, Boston, St. Louis, come in nonstop into Phoenix hub and then connect on to Tucson.
Oh, that sounds just great, Steve. What's the closest they fly to Montreal? Is it Toronto?
Toronto or Boston.
Our Boston.
Toronto or Boston are the nearest point so far to Montreal. They have their own America West Vacations division, which has a number of economically priced vacation packages that you can inquire about at 1-800-356-6611, or for air tickets only, 1-800-2-FLY-AWA, on the internet at www.americawest.com.
Hey, Steve, I want you to tell me, what was the El Presidio district like in Tucson?
Oh, El Presidio is where the city was founded, and they're in the midst of renovating. There's the Old Town Artisans, where we stopped by for lunch, and they are doing a concerted effort to really redevelop downtown, because over the years, urban redevelopment, as in many cities in the United States, they have thought, oh, tear down everything and let's build some 1960s tall government buildings and just bulldoze everything.
Sort of like they did in the ugliest city in the United States, Charlotte. You know, I don't have no feelings for Charlotte. And they've just totally destroyed everything they had. And that, like they say, they want to make it into another Atlanta. Well, Tucson's just the opposite. They're busting their buns to preserve their history.
They have an economic development commission looking after Downtown Development Authority, getting the business people involved in looking after the downtown with security guards walking around downtown, shuttle service to have free shuttles operating from morning till night to get you around the downtown core, keep traffic levels manageable. There's a big effort to make downtown a livable, workable, vibrant destination for visitors to Tucson.
Well, I know that you and I look always for the historical side of things, especially in cities like Shelby, who near Charlotte, but Shelby has managed to restore a lot of its old-time flavor.
Oh, yeah, that is certain. And you can take a walking tour. They're walking tours of the El Presidio Historic District. Ken Scoville runs his own. He's an educator, a longtime resident of the area, and he can take you on a walking tour of the El Presidio Historic District and of the rest of downtown. His phone number is 520-323-9290, and you can get the lowdown on the architectural significance of various buildings, how the city built up, where artifacts are. They find artifacts to this day, Indian artifacts and artifacts from the original Spanish and Mexican settlements.
Tucson's truly living history. And Willem, you asked us earlier about the Desert Museum. I've never seen anything like that. They have over 300 animal species and 1,200 kinds of plants on display. It's over 21 acres of beautiful desert. And the animals, Stephen and I just stood there and watched the wolves running loose and jaguars and all the animals native to the Sonoran Desert and all the plant life. It's the finest museum of its type I've seen anywhere in the world.
You get a full appreciation of the desert and of the varied plant life. The desert is not a dead area. The desert is very vibrant, very living. You see the animals in their natural habitats. You see the different seasons of the desert and the different types of desert. The Sonoran Desert running from north of Phoenix way down into mid-Mexico. So there's a variety of plant life and a variety of animal life, and they brought that all together at the Arizona Sonora Desert Museum.
Oh, it sounds like a great thing. At your hotel, what was the architecture like, Stephen? Was it sort of a 1930s Art Deco, or what was it mostly like?
Well, it was
like
a Southwestern adobe style, which was very popular even in motor courts and small motels of the era to build it in motor court fashion.
Oh, that sounds like it's just a great place. And what was the... I know you must have enjoyed the El Charo Mexican Cafe.
Oh, well, we have someone here from the El Charo. We did have a great meal. You love your Mexican food. And
so does Steven.
We'll be talking later in the show with someone.
Yes, we'll be talking about the El Charo, because that we had a number of dishes that were very unique, and it's a true Mexican cuisine, I guess.
It's not just the standard tortillas that we pop into a Mexican restaurant in Montreal or New York. I mean, this is true Mexican food. Of course, we're only a couple of miles away from Mexico,
right,
and a large Hispanic population here in the city.
60% of the population of the metropolitan Tucson area is Hispanic.
Stephen, we got a break coming up in about 20 seconds. Anything to say just before we go to commercial?
Well, we're going to be learning more about the White Stallion Ranch, where we're presently broadcasting from when we return. Stay listening to our report here on Travel World across America on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
Join us. Across America via satellite.
You guys are insane.
Travel World will continue.
Travel World Radio Show.
Feeling sick? How much do you trust your health care?
Medical doctors don't have a clue it exists. They don't have a clue that they're causing it.
Is medicine a business about people or a business about business?
It's like having an assembly line of people creating weakened digestion, elimination, and immune systems.
Dr. Skip Snow gives you healthy alternatives Monday through Friday on this station and Liberty Works Radio.
Listen, it's okay to hassle with a handheld trimmer now and then, or even a small wheels mower, as long as you stick to short grass. But now you can have the best of both machines in the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. First, the DR is a trimmer that rolls light as a feather on two big wheels. That takes the load off your back while you do all your trimming. Second, the DR is a heavy-duty bladeless mower. It clears rough areas, roadside ditches, tall weeds, brambles, even wet grass without clogging. There's no steel blade to bend or dull. So now, with this one machine, you can take control of your property like never before with the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower. Call toll-free 1-800-297-4411. That's 1-800-297-4411 for your big color catalog and free video all about the revolutionary two machines in one DR trimmer mower.
Are your debts threatening your peace of mind? Here are the danger signs if you borrow from one credit card to pay off another. If you're maxed out on two or more cards. If you can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. But now there's a nonprofit organization that can help you reduce your debt load and get caught up again. It's called AmeriDebt. Call them at 1-800-842-7900. AmeriDebt can help you reduce your monthly payments as much as 50%. They'll negotiate with your creditors for you, eliminating or reducing your interest rates. And they'll consolidate your bills into one lower monthly payment, even if you're not a homeowner, even if you're way behind. AmeriDebt can help. If you have more than $2,000 in debt, call AmeriDebt now for a free debt consultation. 1-800-842-7900. It's a completely confidential service, and there's no obligation. So if you've noticed a debt danger signs, call AmeriDebt now. Not available in all states. That's AmeriDebt. 1-800-842-7900.
If you gave away 80 cents today, would it make a difference? It would if you gave it to a child in Latin America or Africa, where 80 cents a day can mean life itself for an innocent girl or boy. Isn't that reason enough to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor? Call 1-800-718-1313 and see how much 80 cents a day can provide for a needy child. Food, clothing, school books, proper medical care, whatever is needed most. As a Christian Children's Fund sponsor, you can extend a lifeline to a needy girl or boy. Please call now. 1-800-718-1313. Within 10 days, you'll receive a life story and a photo of a child who needs your help. There's no obligation, simply a chance to give a gift of healing and hope. All it takes to become a Christian Children's Fund sponsor is 80 cents a day and a place in your heart for a child who needs you. You can make a difference. So please call Christian Children's Fund now. 1-800-718-1313. That's 1-800-718-1313.
Hi, I'm Tom Mathis from the NewsHour and Constitution Scorecard. Help us keep score with gold stars and black stars as Congress, the President, and the courts use and abuse the supreme law of the land. Join Steve Myers and myself and a host of experts on the NewsHour every Monday through Friday right here on this station.
The NewsHour, 60 minutes of news and comment from Liberty Works Radio.
Monday through Friday, 6 p.m.
On a horse with no name, it felt good to be out of the rain. In
yeah. Lodge on the Desert. And they're at the White Stallion Ranch. Vic and Steven, the two luckiest guys in travel world who get to go to Arizona every year. Can you tell I'm green with envy?
Oh, yes. You would love it out here, Willem. And we're at the White Stallion Ranch. Carol Moore is with us now. And it is totally different. Imagine going to a ranch, you think you're going to really rough it, but you do not rough it when you come to the White Stallion Ranch.
Mm. Well, I guess you're roughing it in that you don't. There isn't a television set in your room, and I certainly don't miss that.
Well, who wants to watch TV when you're out on a beautiful trip like that?
Well, you wake up in the morning and you look out your window, and I mean, you're surrounded by mountains, desert, all this great desert growth outside, and you can hear the horses in the background. They're making little noises all night long. I don't know what they're doing out there, but the horses are having fun. But it doesn't keep you awake. It's a lulling, beautiful sound, as if the same type of sound you'd hear near the ocean. I mean, it just lulls you to sleep.
You hear the birds. You hear the desert life at nighttime. So it's a wonderful experience.
Carol, you certainly have a great, successful enterprise going here, a True Dude Ranch. Can you tell us a little bit about it, how long it's been in operation, and basically what does it cost to stay here?
Well, thanks, Vic. And Vic and Stephen, it's really a pleasure to have you here with us. The White Stallion Ranch has quite a history. It actually began its Dude Ranch history in 1940, had a total of 6 rooms, and back in those days they included the little kitchens in the rooms because the owners didn't want to have to prepare the meals like we do now. And then in 1948 it changed owners again, and they took out the kitchens and turned more into what you're experiencing now. And at that time there were probably about 100 Dude Ranches in and around the Tucson area. And in 1965, it was bought by the True family that still continue to operate it. And we now have 42 rooms, and we are a full-service, authentic Dude Ranch. We provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner, trail rides for the more experienced riders, and for the people that have never, ever even touched a horse till they arrived here on our doorstep. We have a heated pool, jacuzzi, 2 tennis courts, guided hikes, mountain bicycles. We do evening programs, some to explain the history of the area, to show some of the wildlife of the area. We might have a boot maker or someone come in and talk about the history of rodeo and the rodeo events. People can come here. The cost is about $150 a night per person, and it does vary with the type of accommodation. And the variance is mainly in the size of the room, whether it's one bedroom with one bed, or if you're getting a room that has a bedroom and a living room that can take up to a family of 6. So that's the primary change in the rate. Of course, the season, too, varies. Our off-season would be from September to the 20th of December. And then our peak season runs from the 20th of December through the end of May.
Now, it's truly a romantic setting, too, with the sun and the mountains. And I notice a lot of the customers here are women. And, Willem, they outnumber the men here by quite a large ratio. And I gather that's because maybe horseback riding appeals more to women than men. Is that true, Carol?
Well, I think that is true, although I do see an increase of men coming by themselves or with their children to the ranch. But I think you do find more women enjoy horseback riding as a hobby. And another thing that attracts women to this environment is the safeness. You know, they can fly into Tucson. We pick them up at the airport, bring them to the ranch. It's a very safe and welcoming environment. And then when their vacation is over, we take them back to the airport.
Now, Stephen and I, Willem, we've already made friends with a couple of nice ladies, one from England and one from America. I think Stephen's falling in love.
Oh, yeah. All right. Way to go, Steve.
In that type of environment, and of course,
what appeals to people traveling here is that one price includes everything. You know what you're paying up front. You don't have to start looking for restaurants. The food is excellent. It's as much as you can eat. Home-cooked meals in a very warm atmosphere. You get to meet your fellow travelers and sit around the tables and swap stories at the end of the day.
You know, Stephen, I think that's one of the highlights of a Dude Ranch vacation. Your biggest decision of the day is, am I going to take the ride at 9 o'clock or the ride at 11 o'clock?
And then if you don't, and after you're done riding, then you sit in the pool or you take your walk or you read. There's so many acres here. It's such a large, vast property that you can find a place just to relax on your own.
Now I'm a city boy. I've never been on a horse, and I may try one later. I'm a little leery of it. Now, so for people like me who are total dunces about horses, is that a problem here?
No, not at all. Our wranglers are attuned to everybody's ability, and we have over 100 head of horses. So you can imagine there's a horse personality to match every type of rider imaginable.
And when you arrive and they do that sort of analysis of your experience, then you're matched with that horse for the entire time that you are here.
Generally, unless it's a mismatch. You know,
right.
Sometimes maybe someone overestimates their ability or underestimates their ability, and we can make adjustments to accommodate that. Typically, our rides last maybe about an hour and a half, and the first ride of the day is a slow ride, and it's more of a scenic ride where you'll go through the desert vegetation or up into the foothills of the mountains, and it gives you an opportunity to get to know your horse. And then when you come back, the 11 o'clock ride will include some what we call loping in Western jargon, or for English riders it would be cantering, and that will move along at a little faster pace on the flat desert terrain. And then
Carol,
in the afternoon there'll be another slow ride at 2. And then at 3:30, another chance to go out loping or to do something that's really fun. We have team penning in the arena. Yeah, that's quite a hit with the guests. They get to do a little teamwork on that. There's four people to a team, and they're not following a wrangler. They're actually guiding their horse on their own, going at whatever pace they're comfortable with, and they cut out three head of cattle and move them to the other end of the arena and put them in the pen. And it's a timed event.
And there's a friendly competition amongst people to see how fast they can get the cattle into the pen.
Right, and sometimes you can kind of pick out which cows will be more cooperative than the others after you watch a bit, too.
Different personalities than the other guests just sitting there in the stands watching, taking it all in. It's entertainment.
I talked to a number of people yesterday, say the husbands who like to ride and the wives who are frightened of horses, whatever, they just sit back and watch everything. And there are other activities for those who don't want to ride. So there's a lot going on, Carol.
Oh, there's a lot going on. And on Saturday afternoon, which you'll see today, they'll have a rodeo for people to watch. And they'll have some team roping and calf roping and barrel racing and bulldogging. And they'll do a little narration about it to explain the actual rodeo events. So that's something that the people really enjoy.
You know, Stephen, I think what a bargain it is. Like, you know, you and I have stayed at hotels that cost $800-$900 a night U.S. and we broadcast from there, and we're here at this White Stallion Ranch, which is probably one of the most beautiful settings in the world, not just the U.S. And for 150 smackers, I mean, you get all your food included, all these activities, your room, your lodging. They pick you up at the airport. It's really bargoon city.
Oh, it's excellent value all around. And the number to call, I'll give you out the number here, 1-888-WS-RANCH. That's 1-888-977-2624 to get more information on the White Stallion Ranch.
So, Steve, I got a heater in my truck. Looks like you're off to the rodeo, huh?
Yeah. No, we're having a great time.
Steve, tell us a bit more. We've got maybe 1.5 minutes before break time. You went to see the Mission San Xavier del Bac?
Yes, very intricate detail inside. If you're a history buff, remember this is sort of referred to as the white dove of the desert, because when you look from it from afar, it's so striking in appearance. And it's a graceful mission church. It's on the southwest side of Tucson, and it still serves the Tohono O'odham Indian community, for whom it was established back in the late 1600s.
But when you look back at the intricacy and the detail and the devotion that went into the establishment of this mission, and know it's almost 400 years old and still an active part of the community, History Buffs will really enjoy visiting.
We enjoyed the visit, but a couple of heathens like Stephen and I only spent 20 or 25 minutes there. But we know if you're Catholic, I mean, it has a lot more meaning, and people will show up there and spend hours touring the area.
Sure.
Now, Willem, I have to tell you one other story. Getting back to the Desert Museum, our pal Stephen, they have a display of meteorites there. There was a meteorite that landed on Earth 450 billion years ago. They've managed to figure that out. And they said to Stephen, hold this, it survived. Traveled through outer space, landed on Earth, and it's been here for 450 billion years. Stephen put it in his hand, dropped it, and it broke.
Oh, that's Steve. I thought he recognized it comes from our home planet. With that, I'm going to take a break, and we'll join following the break. Join us, Travel World, with Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and Vic Phillips out in Tucson.
Across America via satellite.
Something the Banshee.
The hell is a Banshee?
Travel World Radio Show.
Needs to bone up U.S. history, because that's why founders included the Second Amendment in our Bill of Rights. Barbara Streisand reportedly called 15 senators personally to urge them to deny George W. Bush's nomination of Ashcroft as Attorney General. That's according to Daily Variety. The Hollywood publication said Hollywood should salute her bravery. While some media organizations grow, some shrink. So it is with the Liberty Works Network and CNN. The pioneering 24-hour cable news channel is shrinking as Liberty Works is growing. It said this week it's planning to cut 400 jobs, nearly 10% of CNN's workforce. One-third of the job cuts come from its interactive unit. Archaeologists in Iran have dismissed as a fake the mummified body of a young woman, earlier said to be a member of ancient Iranian aristocracy 2,500 years ago. A team of specialists from the Cultural Heritage Organization inspected the mummy in Pakistan, where it was seized from smugglers last year. Forensic tests on the mummy showed it was the body of a woman around 21 who died not more than 15 months ago. That's the news on the Liberty Works Radio Network.
DiCapua's Photography. Quality professional photography services for all occasions. Let DiCapua's put their 20 years of industry experience to work for you. Entertainers and models, commercial, industrial, and aerial photography, portfolios and portraits, people, places or things, studio or on location. Your satisfaction is the focus at DiCapua's Photography. Stop in at 913 East 2nd Street, Reno, Nevada, or visit our webpage and sample our work at nav.to/DiCapua. That's DECAPUA. Call Gary at DiCapua's Photography to plan your special occasion or business photos. 329-8810. 329-8810. Capture that special moment that will last you a lifetime. DiCapua's Photography. 329-8810. You'll like what we see.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day. Reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
And now a song dedication just for Bonnie.
that way you move gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove.
Ah, yes, welcome back to Travel World. We're going back to see Stephen Pickard and, of course, Vic Phillips out in Tucson, Arizona.
Yes, good morning, and having a great time here. Looking out of the early morning, it's a little after 9:35 here in Mountain Time. And the sun rises, and looking out over the mountains, a beautiful, beautiful morning, and the temperature's rising. It'd be a little cool midweek, but still beautiful weather for anyone coming from the northeast, because everyone here was shivering and saying, oh, it's so cold, and it's like 52 degrees. You know,
Nowhere in the world I'd rather be than here in Tucson right now.
No, it's a beautiful, beautiful destination.
Fantastic, hey, guys?
Oh.
So, Stephen, you guys holding out on me. You guys, I want to know if you guys are going to make it out to the airplane graveyard.
Well, we're going to try. I don't know how much time we're going to have, but we are going to visit at least the Pima Air and Space Museum. And that will be tomorrow afternoon. I'll have a full report on the balance of our trip when we come back next week. But the Pima Air and Space Museum is over 180 aircraft representing America's aviation history. It's one of the varied attractions that you can spend number of hours touring in the Tucson area. We talked before about the Desert Museum and then the Pima Air and Space Museum. These are two of the top attractions in the city. We also had the opportunity, as we mentioned before, to take a walking tour of downtown in the El Presidio. And you can find the outdoor activities, and you can find the history, and you can find the shopping. It's a multifaceted destination here in Tucson. You will not be bored. There's been an entire week. Find something different to do each day and interest for every member of the family, too.
I gather there's even skiing here. I don't know. I'm not a skier, but they tell me that there's great skiing in Mount Lemmon, and they say it's the southernmost ski area in the continental U.S., and it's the only U.S. peak named for the first woman who ever climbed it.
Oh, really?
An interesting fact. Interesting fact.
Okay, and another guest with us this morning, a very nice lady by the name of Charlotte Tilson, who works with the people who run the El Charro Ranch Cafe in Tucson. Mexican food at its true finest. Welcome to the show, Charlotte.
Good morning, and thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about the restaurant?
Well, the El Charro Cafe was originally started in 1922 by Monica Flynn, and it's actually the oldest continuously run family restaurant in the Southwest and possibly even in the U.S. Monica Flynn started the restaurant in 1922, a little one-room operation, and she was kind of right next door to the Chinese grocery of sorts, and she'd run next door and buy her fresh vegetables. And I think her original motto was nothing over 10 cents. She has been entertaining not only the locals, well, I should say El Charro, but she began the tradition of entertaining the locals as well as all the visitors to the El Charro for the last 79 years.
And it's not your standard Mexican food, as they say. It's not, I mean, I don't know much about Mexican food, but when I walk in, I just say, okay, give me some tortillas or and a margarita. That's what I know. But the food there is deep, deep Mexican, the type of food you don't find in your commercial restaurant.
Right. The food here at the El Charro is called Sonoran cuisine, based on, because we are a part of, again, the Sonoran Desert. We're part of Sonora, Mexico, initially, before the Gadsden Purchase. And the Sonoran cuisine is different from that of, say, what the George Bushes might be serving these days, which would be like a Tex-Mex. We do a lot of fresh vegetables. It's a milder. Now, of course, there are some folks who've probably had our picante salsa who might want to argue with the mildness factor that I just quoted there. But it's a great thing. It's certainly not like, say, Chi-Chi's that you have back east or Taco Bell. And it's absolutely fabulous food.
It's sort of a gourmet twist to it, but it's affordable, and it's family atmosphere.
You know, and I'm probably the oldest living reporter in the world. And and I have all these health things. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't eat nuts. And cheese isn't good for me. But and so if I have any one of those things, I become ill. But not there.
Well, that's a very interesting thing that you should bring up. A couple of years ago, Carlotta got very involved in trying to make, and it sounds like an oxymoron, but health-conscious Mexican food. And she worked very closely, actually with some organic food markets. She had a whole line of products where she was using like low-fat things, kind of healthy heart, as it were, menus. And so when you come there, I mean, if you want to really, really indulge, you can certainly order an extra dollop of sour cream. But if you want to eat smart and not have your cardiologist chasing you down the street, you can still have a wonderful meal there.
Well, it's so well known. I sat on the plane from Phoenix to Tucson with a gentleman from Los Angeles, a businessman, and he said, oh, they have some great Mexican restaurants in Los Angeles. But he says, Los Angelinos always come to Tucson and visit the El Charro. So it's that well known.
Yeah.
Well, and actually, back in the 1940s, again, when Tucson was still pretty much of a little cow town, but Hollywood, of course, was coming out here to make all the great westerns and everything, John Wayne was a regular at the El Charro. And, of course, there are stories about John Wayne and Monica sitting on the front porch drinking martinis out of teacups.
Ah, the old
yo.
Duke. Now, Charlotte,
yo, Pilgrim. I did not have sex with that woman.
One of the issues, you mentioned the spread and the change of Tucson since the 1940s. I gather the developers are doing some nasty, the big bad boys, the developers doing some nasty things out in the desert, killing the growth, the animal and plant life. Maybe they've gone a little bit too far, and I've changed the subject drastically, but is this not going on in this area? It's something Stephen and I noticed, golf courses being built, developments being built in the desert. What happens to the plant life and animal life?
Well, that's a really sad thing, and I have to say, as someone who's been here for 10 years, the desert out here is disappearing at a rate that's just phenomenally frightening. And what most people, when they think of desert, they think of this really kind of very barren land. And what they don't understand is that the desert actually is probably one of the most fragile ecosystems on the planet. And it is actually the fragility and the beauty of it is that there are not that many people traipsing about on it. And the people who have come out here for the desert are unfortunately destroying the very thing that they came out here. And as is the case quite often, where there's money to be made, the developers are going to be there. And Tucson got sort of run over, I believe, in the 70s. You were talking about urban renewal. A lot of great old buildings were torn down in the 70s, and the large government buildings put up. And now, of course, 30 years later, as is often happening with other cities around the country, people are going, oh, man, why did we tear down those fabulous buildings that had gone up in the 1800s? And I have an awful feeling that at some point in the near future, somebody's going to look back at Tucson, say 20 years from now, when we no longer have water because our water tables keep dropping, and they're going to go, man, what were we thinking? We were just plowing up the desert and paving it over faster than what was imaginable. And unfortunately, what's happening is the damage that's being done with that is not something that is going to be easily repaired. I mean, after you pave over the desert, you can't just kind of dig up the concrete. The coyotes and the tarantulas are not going to come back.
And it is, of course, that beauty of the desert which has helped develop the tourism industry here in
Tucson. Of
course. People came because it is something unique and it is something beautiful and something totally different from where their hometown may be elsewhere in the United States, Canada, or around the world. They come here for that particular view of the desert.
Well, and the Sonoran Desert is unique in that it is probably the most non-desert desert. I mean, when most people think of the desert, they think of, say, the Mojave around the Las Vegas area, which is really, I consider, a fairly barren landscape, as it were. When you come out here, you're generally struck by how much greenery there actually is and how much life there is. But again, as I mentioned earlier, it's such a fragile ecosystem, and it's disappearing, and it won't come back.
Well, other cities, one city that stands out that's done so well for itself is Savannah, Georgia, where Stephen and I broadcast from not too long ago. And a group of ladies, I think there were seven of them, got together and formed this association. And they preserved the antebellum homes and kept their Civil War history. And Savannah's just a beautiful place to visit. Where just the opposite occurred is in Charlotte, where the big banks moved in. And all
Nick, we got to take a break.
Ugly glass skyscrapers.
We have to take a break right now. Stay tuned following the break.
Keep on rocking me.
Stay listening.
Attention inventors. Inventech. Have a great idea or invention? Then you need Inventech, the launchpad for new ideas. Inventech understands the needs of inventors like you, and only Inventech offers a free patent classification search. It's the first step you need to take to success.
Success.
Call 1-800-573-0404. Act now, and with your search report, receive a free video and all the materials necessary to get you on your way. Be first to the marketplace while your idea is still hot. Using state-of-the-art technology and our worldwide experience, Inventech can turn your idea into reality. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Call Inventech now and receive your free patent classification search and bonus video. Take that all-important first step toward turning your dream into reality. Call 1-800-573-0404 to receive your free patent classification search from Inventech, the launchpad for your new ideas. Call now.
Turning your dream into reality.
Inventech. Inventech.
Is your house looking a bit under the weather? Have extreme weather conditions taken their toll on your home's exterior? The solution isn't more paint. It's weather-resistant vinyl siding from Sears Home Central. Call Sears now for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Sears vinyl siding has the attractive look of freshly painted wood. You'll never need to scrape and paint again because it's virtually maintenance-free. And best of all, Sears guarantee your complete satisfaction or your money back. Call Sears now for a free vinyl siding estimate at 1-800-645-2216. Some restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Ask your representative for offer details and a written warranty. Services and materials provided by a Sears authorized contractor. Name and license number available on request. So if your house is looking under the weather, call Sears Siding now, 1-800-645-2216.
Overweight? Tried to lose weight? Find it impossible? You should know that dieting will never work, because there is no such thing as willpower. According to the Federal Center for Disease Control, the concept that willpower will lead to weight loss is a myth and responsible for a sharp increase in obesity. There are hardcore dieters that have gone through life-threatening procedures, such as stomach stapling and liposuction. It's all unnecessary. Fat Destroyer, a new easy-to-take herbal supplement, will eliminate fat, ugly cellulite, and a fat gut safely with no hunger pangs at all. Fat Destroyer naturally burns away fat. A miracle. Fat Destroyer is based on research done at Harvard University and other leading research centers, and even written up in the Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Lose weight the only way that works. To try Fat Destroyer risk-free through this special radio offer, call 1-800-851-5313. To achieve your weight loss goals, don't delay. Call 1-800-851-5313. That's 1-800-851-5313.
Leading a crusade to expose government fraud, Alex Jones goes inside and behind the lines to reveal the suppression of the American people as only Alex can.
You know, in the Soviet Union and China, they would come in and take over churches. You had to be licensed. You had to be certified.
This church has been ordered to be closed at high noon. Are the federal marshals there yet? You haven't seen them. Where are they? They're supposed to be here at high noon.
The Sovietization of America.
The Internal Revenue Service wants to control every church in America because they want the preachers to be silent and to lead their people into the new world order.
Turning the tables on the establishment that wants to control you. Alex Jones, weekdays, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern on Liberty Works Radio.
This is America with a K. Your rights will go soon, too, unless you stand with a strong voice and say no to the New World Order.
another song good for some bunny. We all know, anybody who reads the website, that Bonnie has a thing for Robert Plant. It's Will and Back as Stephen Pickford and Vic Phillips on Travel World today, and they are out in Arizona. And the lucky guys are going to see the Pima Air and Space Museum tomorrow and then head off to Sabino Canyon. Guys, welcome back.
Well, Willem, you know, we were just talking about the big, bad, money-grubbing developers who are wrecking parts of the world everywhere, including the desert here. And
But
that's not happening at the White Stallion Ranch, where they have 3,000 acres, as they say, of pristine desert. And they're really into ecology and looking after what God put here for them. And Willem, you'll enjoy this. April 23rd is Ladies Week at the White Stallion Ranch.
Yeah.
They have special packages for ladies, and they'll be getting women from all over the world, they hope, coming here. So Stephen and I are looking at that. We might come back and just see how the ladies are doing. They have 42 rooms, which means they can handle up to 80 women. So if you're interested, give them 1-888 WS Ranch for all the information on Ladies Week coming up in April, and special activities for the ladies, but of course it's not exclusively for ladies. That's just an additional program to the mini programs and events and the great dining you have at the White Stallion
this
Ranch.
Is why
we might
I
be
like
the only men here, though. Us two and then 80 women, Stephen. That'll be a tough one. Oh, yes. But we're such healthy specimens.
It'll be very hard for you, Stephen.
Yes. It will be. It will be. Yeah. All day long. Yeah.
Hey, Stephen, did you have any beans at that Mexican restaurant? We know that beans are good for your heart.
Yes, I had beans. We ate at the Old Town Artisans, had beans and rice and chicken fajitas there. So I've had my share of Mexican dining.
Until you get to El Perro.
Now, Charlotte, I wanted to ask Charlotte about some of the other ladies' act for women who are coming here, not to the White Stallion Ranch necessarily, but who want to visit Tucson. So what's the shopping like? The malls? Stephen and I don't do that routine too much, but can you tell us about it?
Well, actually, we have some great shopping here. If you do go to the downtown area, as we discussed earlier, it's still... It is a lot like a Western town in that we're very spread out, and so our downtown is not, say, like downtown Philly or downtown D.C. However, if you pick up, say, 4th Avenue, which will lead you into Congress, there are a lot of wonderful, unique little shops there. Throughout Tucson, there are a number of wonderful and unique shops. There's something called the Lost Barrio, which is a lot of old warehouses that has some great shopping. And if you don't want to brave that, we have the Foothills Mall, which has recently seen new life put into it with a off Fifth Avenue, Saks off Fifth Avenue, probably one of the largest Barnes and Nobles in the West. It was an old Dillard store, so it's a two-story. If you like bookstores, it's a great place. We've got the Foothills Mall. We have Elkhorn. Park Mall was just recently renovated. And again, we've got your major chains, the Robinson Mays, Mervyn's. Probably the world's worst shopper. But if I wanted to find great shopping, this is a wonderful place. Lots of great shops. Ranging from if you want great jewelry, of course, we've got many shops that specialize in a lot of handmade silver jewelry. If you want wonderful clothing, unique clothing, it's a great place to come. Mexican furniture, handcrafted furniture, rugs, you name it, we've got it. And shoes, yes, there are lots of shoe places for the women.
So after the shopping, what about cultural activities?
Well, we've got the Tucson Museum, of course. We have a number of events that go on at the downtown theaters, the Temple of Music. We've got Rent coming, I think, starting in a couple of weeks. We get a lot of major Broadway productions that come through here. We always have a lot of musical events going on. There's jazz, there's blues, there's country. We have clubs. You can go dancing. There's always things to do. And after, if you've spent, a hard day out at the White Stallion Ranch wrangling, walking through the downtown, strolling around, looking at maybe the architecture or whatever, you can do that. Take in a play, go to Centennial Hall, listen to music.
And you know, the whole area, the Tucson and the Southern Arizona region, is considered one of the best five areas in the entire United States for bird watching too.
And
there are over 215 arts groups and organizations in the city. They have their own symphony, ballet, opera, theater companies. So culture exists. It's not all just cowboys and Indians, but they do want to preserve their past. And also, this is known as the Hollywood in the desert, I understand. They call Tucson that because 200 movies. Hollywood's been up here making over 200 movies over the years.
Yes, this is a great location. Most of the westerns, probably John Wayne, of course, spent a great deal of time here. The Young Riders was filmed here for a long time. We have something called Old Tucson Studios, which is a great place if you want to go and see what the Old West looked like. Some movies have been filmed out in that way.
And that's right on the way, on your way to go to the Desert Museum, so you could combine half day at one attraction and half day at the other and make a full day of it, learning as you go along.
Exactly.
And, of course, the weather. Willem, the weather. Tucson has more sunshine than probably any other U.S. city, about 350 days each year versus, say, Toronto or Montreal, where our home base is, and we have 350 days of rain and cloudy skies. It's just the opposite here. And winter temperatures average of about 70 degrees in the day and maybe dip down to freezing or below freezing at night. But that's because all of North America is under a different weather system now since El Nino left. But 70 degrees sounds pretty good when you compare us at below zero in the daytime back in Canada. And the low year-round humidity makes high temperatures comfortable in the summer, I understand.
During the summertime, you get that 99 maybe is the high, but people have adjusted their schedules and they stay indoors during the middle of the day, but mornings and evenings are very comfortable. So a year-round destination. Number again for the White Stallion Ranch, 1-888-WS-RANCH. And for complete information on the Tucson area, the Metro Tucson Convention and Visitors Bureau, 1-800-638-8350. On the internet at www.visittucson.org.
Another week draws to a close, guys.
Yeah, another week, and next week Alexa Topolsky will be on with the areas of New York City and Ottawa, and we'll have the Westward Look Resort taking a different view of southwestern dining. Part of our routine here is to sample the restaurant, so we'll be at the Westward Look Resort tomorrow, and they'll be on next week talking about their chef's garden and their different aspects of southwestern cuisine, and maybe, just maybe, we will have the ambassador off to the Ice Hotel. Never know week to week, but the Ice Hotel. So from heat to cold, so get your bets in to see how long she will last at the Ice Hotel.
Yeah. Well, guys, it was fun having you on. I wish I could be out there. Please try and make it to the airplane graveyard, because I really would love to see pictures. Even get me a picture, a postcard of it, because I'm dying to see it. Guys, take care. Have a great week,
Willem.
And have a great week, Vic.
Nice talking to you, Willem. I'm Stephen
Take care.
Fisher. I'm Vic Phillips.
I'm Willem Backus. Take care for another week on Travel World. See you next week. Travel World is produced in Montreal by the NASCAR Marketing Company, today in Tucson.